Hello everybody, time for a fourth Poetry Boo. Today it's request time again, and this is for my friend Damodina, who was one of the people who encouraged me to do this. And she wrote in and asked if I could do one by Emily Dickinson. I remember when I worked in London a very long time ago, reading the whole of Emily Dickinson's poems in a big heavy volume that I used to lug around with me. So it was very nice to dip back into Emily Dickinson, this time thanks to the wonder of the internet, all online and weighing next to nothing. So I'm going to read, I think probably my favourite or one of my favourite Emily Dickinson poems, which as usual is known just by its first line, which is, "Because I could not stop for death." Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labour and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children played at wrestling in a ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice but a mound. Since then, 'tis centuries, but each feels shorter than the day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity.